The Power of Emotions and the Law of Attraction.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted, thrilled, excited, motivated to be bringing you this daily podcast. You are special. You do have a miracle coming into your life if it isn't already there, and I'm certain it already is. You just need to open up to it. And so the first thing you're going to want to do is to take those emotions that you have and amplify them, the positive emotions. Take the negative emotions and begin to transform them into positive emotions. We'll kind of get into that in a moment. I want to remind you, if you would like to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching, visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new YouTube channel, Law of Attraction Solutions, because, hey, we're putting it up there every day or almost every day. Okay, number one, row with the flow. Yeah. You know, you ever did that row, row, row your boat? You ever rowed a boat before? I have. And I have to tell you, Rachel and I, up there about, I forget the name of the lake, Mount Hood area, Trillium Lake in Mount Hood in Oregon. Wow, when the wind would pick up, it was in, and the current was going against you, it seemed impossible to move forward. Okay, listen to this. You've got to row with the flow. Negative emotions become stronger if you feed them. Let me repeat that. Your negative emotions become stronger as you feed them. So, negative emotions provide resistance. It's like rowing. When you've got a bunch of negative emotions flowing through you and into your mind, because your mind, I mean, those thoughts are things. And those thoughts transform into emotions, which eventually will transform into feelings, which connect to the infinite field of potential. So when you're rowing, you know, with all those negative thoughts, you're rowing against the flow. Rather, figure out a way to begin feeding positive thoughts. Okay, that's going to help you move with the flow. So how do you activate those positive thoughts? You know, I know you get tired of hearing me tell you about it, but you do it through creative visualization. And by visualizing over and over again the outcome that you desire as if it were already present, as if you were already experiencing it. You know, I had a friend of mine who got a really nice car, about a $70,000 car. And he said, you know, Robert, I couldn't have afforded this car had I not applied positive thinking and the law of attraction. He went down to the dealership about every 2 weeks, and he would take the car for a test drive. Some days he would just ask if he could sit in the car. And he would sit in there, wait for the salesman to leave. And he'd visualize himself driving this car, how good it felt. He focused on positive feelings. One day, the salesman called him and said, you know, we're moving out these older models last year's models for this year's models, and they've taken like $15,000 off the sticker price. Plus, the dealership would like to make you an offer as well. Why don't you come on down and we'll see what we can do. He went down there, and with his trade-in and his meager down payment, he was able to buy a $70,000 car. He was able to afford it because he focused on his positive experiences through creative visualization. You notice he didn't have to shut his eyes. He didn't have to lay in a dark room. He actually went down there. Now, if you're thinking of a new home, you can do the same thing. If you're thinking of a business, start visiting businesses that have the similar kind of thing that you want to do. If it's a retail business, go visit them. Obviously, if it's an office business, that might be difficult, but you can drive by their place, maybe look inside their office through the window, you know. Feed those positive thoughts. Feed them. Jack them up. Juice them up. Get excited about them, because that's what will help you manifest. And that gets you rowing with the flow of energy. Thoughts produce vibration through emotions and eventually feelings. So you want to raise your vibration by absolutely thinking positive all the time, as often as you can. It doesn't mean that when something bad happens that you're not going to think negative, or that you're not going to have a down moment, or you're not going to cry or something like that. That isn't what it means. It means you're going to look for an optimistic outcome. Thoughts produce vibration, so focus on your thoughts. Now, two things you can do every day: meditation. My friend went down to the car dealership every 2 weeks and sat in the car and kind of meditated that he was driving the car. You can do that at home. Meditate on your intention. See it. Feel it. Not want it. No wanting. Ah, no, no, no. Wanting is bad, because wanting puts you in a state of need. It says, I don't have. And that's what you attract more of. Remember, the universe matches what you are, what you're putting out, not what you want. Everybody wants something. Come on. And then create positive, unstoppable affirmations. Present tense affirmations. We are. I am. It is. And emphasize those affirmations over and over and over and over again in your brain.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Next, manifest every moment that you are alive. Oh, now, wait a minute. Did you just say that, Robert? Yeah. When you get into the car, manifest a nice, clear roadway with green lights all the way to your destination. Manifest that phone call or that text message from somebody that you've been waiting for a long time. You've been desiring to hear from this person, but you haven't heard from them, so manifest it. Manifest a sale so that you can buy what you desire at a lower price. Manifest some found money just to let you know you're on the right path to attracting more. It's not about a future thing. It's about a present thing. If you're building a business, manifest it now. Think about that business in present tense. I have a client who the other day said to me, and I didn't catch it till a few days later. He said, well, my money problems won't always exist. That'll change in the future. What? Let's start changing them now in our mind, in our creative visualization, and let's make certain that our language and our thinking is in harmony with it. manifest every day. Every day. You know, when you get there, if there's not usually a shopping cart where you shop, manifest a shopping cart. Manifest. Be a manifester all the time. Next, observe your thoughts and then direct them. Ask yourself, does this thought empower me? Does it empower my family? Does it empower my relationship? Does it empower my company? Does it empower my health? Or does it take away? Does it nullify? If it does, discard it. Say, cancel that thought. Simple as that. But start directing your thoughts by observing them. And direct your thoughts to positive, enthusiastic, uplifting emotions. When you see somebody who is an entertainer, who's really amped up, who's really juiced up, they get that way before they come out on stage. I mean, they're in that state before they cross the curtain line. Okay? It's very important. Direct your feelings with your thoughts. So if you're not feeling, and people say, I'm not feeling up to par today, direct your thoughts in such a way that you are up to par, that you are feeling really good, optimistic, and resourceful. The key word is resourceful, because when you're feeling resourceful, that's when you're attracting, that's when you're manifesting, that's when the secrets of the law of attraction are revealed to you, and all of a sudden, everything starts to fall into place. I'm going to give you a bonus one. I don't know if they're ready for this one, Rachel. I'm going to do it anyway. Okay, here we go. There is nothing in the human experience, physically and energetically, more intense than orgasm. Say these words right now. Orgasm is a good thing. I like orgasm. You know, when you orgasm, particularly if you are flying solo, when you orgasm, don't just have that intense moment or that intense experience for no other reason than feeling good. I mean, that's good enough. That's reason enough. Use that orgasm. Use the energy, the positive feelings, the intensity of the orgasm, and attach an affirmation with it. Attach a picture with it. Attach an outcome with it. Oh, it's powerful. It's powerful. One of my friends said he made a lot of money. He says, I effed my way to success. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but I do know that very successful people oftentimes have a very strong sex drive, and I think that's one of the reasons. They use that sex drive, they use that sexual energy to, even without knowing it, to help them manifest and attract more of what they desire. Okay, there's your bonus, okay? I'm going to get some letters on that one, I know that. But we love you nonetheless. We care about you. And I want you to claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Let's not put it off anymore. And by the way, go to our empowerment store at Law of Attraction Solutions and download creative visualization. I mean, seriously. Can we get serious? This is an excellent program that will really help you with your visualization. And that's so important when you need to release your emotions to attract what you desire. Have a great day now, because, yeah, you deserve it. Bye-bye.